Governor Terry McAuliffe was in town last summer for a symbolic groundbreaking on the expansion of the Virginia Tech Carilion Research Institute, which could bring as many as 1,000 new researchers and students to the South Jefferson Street campus when completed.
This second phase, I think, really puts down a marker. It's here, Virginia's in the game, and we're here to stay, and we're willing to spend the money. It was half from the state, as you know, and half private, to take Virginia to the next level on biomedical research. We will be a leader in the globe.
And the soon-to-be outgoing governor was back when Hum Kombucha, based in Bend, Oregon, announced they will build a production plant and create jobs in Roanoke City, near where fellow Bend-based Deschutes will open their East Coast facility in 2021.
And they decided they're coming to Roanoke, Virginia, and they are going to invest $10 million and create 50 new jobs here in Roanoke.
A California-based education software company will move into two floors at the former Norfolk Southern building in downtown Roanoke. Power School will add 96 jobs to the 85 local positions that already exist. Governor McAuliffe also made that announcement in early September.
It's my belief that you're going to take the whole building by the time we're done with this whole thing.
Power School established its Roanoke presence last year by purchasing local startup Interactive Achievement. Roanoke County held a series of public meetings as it looks for private developers to join them in redoing Tanglewood Mall and Electric Road in that area. Deputy Planning Director Philip Thompson talks about the still ongoing Reimagine 419 initiative.
We're encouraging additional comments on the recommendations, so they'll be able to see their input into the process, and it'll continue until we have a final document.
Speaking of Roanoke County, Hollins District and often controversial Supervisor Al Bedrosian was voted out of office during a Republican primary in June, despite a last-minute move to run with two other conservative Republicans in other districts as part of a ticket.
We seem to think more alike than the two that are on the board right now. And I would say that if you had that group, I think it would be closer to what the citizens of Roanoke County really believe.
Phil North will be the new Hollins supervisor on the Roanoke County Board. I'm Gene Morano in the WFIR newsroom with a look back at 2017. Beer continued to be a big story. Crozet-based Star Hill opened a tasting room and small batch brewing operation on South Jefferson Street near the Virginia Tech Carilion campus.
Roanoke makes sense for us on a number of different levels. For a brand, it makes sense, but also just everything that's happening in the city right now. I mean, it's a pretty incredible story.
Deschutes, almost 4 years ahead of brewing their first beer in Roanoke, also opened a tasting room on Market Street downtown.
It is absolutely good to have more breweries opening up. When we as a craft brewing community work together on these fantastic products and how to bring these innovative, exciting, and delicious products to market for people, it's the folks who win.
And Big Lick Brewing went from being a very small nano brewery on Salem Avenue to a much bigger craft brewing and music venue on Campbell Avenue in the West Station area downtown.
A brand new outdoor beer garden.
Nice outdoor space. Big, wide open tap room on the inside. We're going to have 24 taps.
And the city of Salem joined the local brewpub craze with Old Salem Brewing Company on East Main Street. Sean Turk is the owner.
We have a porter that's called Little Black Submarine, and we are giving part of the proceeds of that beer to Children's Miracle Network.
Still to come by this summer, Charlottesville-based Three Notch will open its tasting room and small batch brewery where Cornerstone Restaurant has stood on Campbell. In Roanoke, new city manager Bob Cowell was recruited from Amarillo, Texas, where he had been the deputy city manager. Cowell came aboard last summer.
I think there's been a lot that has gone on in downtown, obviously, and I think now looking, turning that same kind of attention out into the neighborhoods a little bit more.
Former city manager Chris Morrow left earlier in 2017 after 7 years on the job and was widely praised by city council for his time here.
When I arrived, I saw the potential here, which I think as I met with leaders, they didn't see the potential and they were almost apologizing for Roanoke.
Last February, Morrow left for a job in Chicago with the Government Finance Officers Association, but he's back on many weekends with his son still in school here. One of the biggest stories of the year, of course, was the return of passenger rail service on October 31st. Kimberly Woods is with Amtrak.
We're excited about this service that will soon start in Roanoke. This is a partnership with Amtrak, the state of Virginia, as well as the city of Roanoke.
Roanoke was often a campaign stop for the two major party candidates for governor, including Democrat Ralph Northam, who succeeds Terry McAuliffe later this month.
Forget the polls. Don't take anything for granted. We've got one more day to get out there and knock on doors and make phone calls.
The $37 million renovation of Cave Spring High School met with some controversy. Early proposals had students going to rival Hidden Valley for at least a year, but parents and students didn't like that. Greg Killo is the public school superintendent for Roanoke County.
For them to see it tonight and to be able to embrace it, I think was very powerful.
The agreed-to compromise has all but ninth-grade students still coming to Cave Spring High while the renovations and expansion takes place. I'm Gene Morano in the WFIR newsroom with a look back at 2017. Violence in Northwest Roanoke led to the launching of the Peacemakers Citizens Group, although founder Sean Hunter is currently involved in a misdemeanor case involving computer harassment.
You all need to look at how much money is being spent on this case, the time, and see the difference between this and the investigating of these murders that's up in Northwest. Black men dying.
The charge involves a lewd photograph Hunter says he sent by mistake to a reporter at the Roanoke Times. The director of the Hope Center on 11th Street, Grover Price, has taken over some of the Peacemaker's functions while Hunter is embroiled in legal proceedings. Price is also running the Role Models After School program at the Hope Center and is now a candidate for Roanoke City Council with the election in May.
I've been there myself. The thing is, now I know what made me make those choices. It's easier for me to be able to offer for my help in trying to get these kids to prevent them from making these choices because I've been there.
Feeding America Southwest Virginia, Goodwill Industries, and the City of Roanoke are also turning a former troubled night spot in Northwest into the Community Solutions Center and a food service training ground. Roanoke Mayor Sherman Lee spoke about it in June.
We're excited, and it's going to do some great things here in this city, and we're just so honored and proud to be a part of it.
The opiate crisis has hit the Roanoke Valley in Southwest Virginia hard. Now a new initiative spearheaded by the Prevention Council of Roanoke County called Urgent Love will provide more resources for those battling opiate addiction and their loved ones. Janine Underwood runs the Bradley Free Clinic, which offers walk-in, no-questions-asked help for those under the influence of heroin or other opiates.
Urgent Love is going to cut through all of that and get the right information to the right people.
The Valley has a new organic grocery store, Earth Fair, on Franklin Road, opened in November.
Every single product will be free of artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. Meat, seafood, and dairy will be free of added hormones and antibiotics.
After three terms on Roanoke City Council, Dave Trinkle will step aside this year. He looked back on the city's progress recently.
We've been able to improve quality of life. We have Elmwood Amphitheater. We have greenways. We're embracing our natural amenities.
At least three Democratic Party hopefuls have announced bids so far for the three seats up for grabs in May. The General Assembly convenes on January 10th in Richmond, and the new 12th District Democratic delegate is a familiar face to many. Former WDBJ 7 news anchor Chris Hurst, who will represent parts of the New River Valley.
I think I would be foolish, and I think it would be disingenuous to discount the fact that a lot of people know me from my work as a news anchor and trusted me over the years.
And after 13 terms as the 6th District Congressman, Republican Bob Goodlatte will not run again in 2018.
I wanted to do something else with my life. I don't know what that is yet. I'm going to spend the next year considering the various options.
Finally, the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs hockey team let head coach Sam Fatorik go early in the team's second season after a losing streak. Mickey Gray is the Dogs' GM.
Sam is a great guy. I have nothing but the utmost respect for him. To make that decision for the best interest of the team is difficult, but it had to be made.
And that's some of what happened in 2017. I'm Gene Morano.